Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Byron Brown's impending departure from Buffalo's mayor office is generating conversation among city leaders. In accordance to the city charter, Council President Chris Scanlon will become acting mayor once Brown departs for his new role at Western Regional Off-Track Betting. University District Councilmember Rashid Wyatt, a frequent critic of Mayor Brown, says he's carefully monitoring the succession plan.
But we'll see. I mean, I think that for me, the things that he's done working with the mayor concern me, because he seemed to be very steadfast in supporting the mayor's initiatives, which put us in a situation we're in. But I'm hopeful.
Brown has not been specific about his departure date, telling media members only that it will happen, quote-unquote, in the coming weeks. Erie County is providing financial help to farms and agribusinesses that endured damage when a tornado ripped through Eden in July. County Executive Mark Polenkar says a $200,000 grant will be provided to Mamoser Farms, a third-generation dairy farm that sustained damages to many of its barns and other structures during the July 10th tornado. The county has made funding up to $200,000 available to damaged farms that were not covered by insurance. And the University of Buffalo continues to grow. The current enrollment of 30,558 students represents an increase of 177 students from last year. That includes over 9,300 graduate students and international students of over 5,000.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Two area nursing homes are under scrutiny after being fined $10,000 by New York State. According to the Buffalo News, the level of fines issued against Williamsville Suburban and Elderwood at Amherst are typically reserved for violations that result in serious physical harm. At Elderwood, personnel did not follow a resident's advance directive and did not immediately provide life-saving treatment when the resident was found unresponsive. State officials say better procedures at Williamsville Suburban may have prevented an episode of resident-on-resident violence. The assaulted resident was found to have a compression fracture in the spine and fractures to the left elbow and hip. A City of Buffalo worker is suspended without pay as officials review an injury accident involving a city garbage truck. Police say just before 8:30 Wednesday morning, the truck was backing up at Rhode Island and 14th Streets when it struck a 17-year-old male pedestrian. The victim was taken to Oshai Children's Hospital, where he has undergone surgery for multiple internal injuries. The garbage truck was impounded as police and the district attorney's office continue their investigation. And new state legislation looks to provide new protections to pregnant individuals and new parents. One bill will prevent commercial health insurance and the state health exchange from charging fees for enrolling a person who is pregnant. Additional legislation will also now require commercial health insurance to cover prescribed prenatal vitamins and expand insurance coverage for human donor milk in outpatient facilities. The bills were signed into law by Governor Kathy Hochul on Wednesday.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.